No, what I meant was you hadn't had your other children. Were your other children born in
No,
Scotland?
my daughter born other in Scotland. She's
Ah, right.
born here in Scotland, yes, a few years after we came. Well, she's very young, she's just 41.
What year was that? So it was
65,
1965.
1965, 13th of July we arrived. It was a Tuesday, they came to the airport, Max. We didn't know him before. So they took us to Mrs. Wolf's, and then Jack Barman said that it's Yiddish, we could talk, you know. Luckily, we could talk. Because we had nothing. We had the house, but we had nothing. We couldn't bring anything. So he said, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, I come for you, and then you make a list what you need. And they took us to her house and the Goldbergs. And then was up with my daughter Annie, who was 11, all night, and we made a list. I still got my little notebook. What we need for a new life? Dishes, milky, you know,
Fish.
meaty, and then cutlery, and then everything, and bedclothes and covers. You know, we had nothing. Towels, you know. So we made a list, and then we bought everything what we need. And then we had no money that time, but we paid off, you know, I don't know, 2, 3 years, I think, just took a little bit off all the time. The Queen's Park, you know, they paid for us. And then it was Wednesday, and third day we went to the house. They took us to the house, and the goods arrived. Everything arrived on third day. And I remember Jack taught me how to make a bed in Scotland. Because we didn't have
Oh, did you have you
blankets,
had a duvet?
we
You
had
had
duvets, so I didn't know how to make a sheet, and you know that he was nice. And then goods arrived, and then in the afternoon he took us to Morrison's and the kosher butcher, and then we shopped, and it was Thursday. And Friday night was my first Friday night. I cooked, I baked. I had a picture somewhere, and we were sitting in my beautiful big dining room. Somebody, Max, gave me 2 candlesticks. Not very nice, but something, you know. And then my husband went to school, to Davin, the first service, and then came home, and it was a candle lighted, was everything ready. So it was such a
Oh, that's
happy
lovely.
day. And then I just say that since we never looked back, really, never looked back. But we couldn't go home for 17 years, because if we would go back, they would put us to jail, because we left the country. And then three of us started to learn English. But my husband just dropped out, and Agnes had to go to school. We didn't want to force her very much. We didn't want to know at all, you know. She confessed that later. It was a very difficult situation, Agnes, because in the school she was not allowed to say that she's Jewish, and she go to school, and we took her to the cheder every Sunday morning. It was a cheder, you know. So she was not allowed to tell about this. You know, it's a young child.
Very
It
hard.
was very hard on her. Really, really very hard. But I thank God at the end we managed to get here and start a free life, you know.
Did you go to the opera here?
Always free tickets, so every week we went to the opera once a week.
And did your husband miss being an opera singer?
They were still singing opera concerts here, you
He
know.
did,
He was
actually.
always singing.